I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a large statewide Native organization in Alaska endorses Congresswoman Mary Peltola, and Rapid City Area Schools gets a funding boost to address student mental health services. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. At the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage last week, AFN delegates voted unanimously to endorse Congresswoman Mary Peltola in her bid for re-election. The Democrat faces a fierce challenge from Republican Nick Begich. When Peltola addressed the convention, she did not specifically ask for their vote. Instead, she talked to the gathering about the lessons in survival she learned from her elders. Peltola warned that her race could be extremely close. Peltola spoke of a concerted effort on the part of Republican leaders to make it harder to vote. Peltola in her first run for office was helped by ranked choice voting, a new system of casting ballots in Alaska. AFN passed a resolution to oppose a ballot measure this November that would do away with ranked choice voting. As research continues to demonstrate the need for youth mental health services, some schools work to fill that need. Now the Rapid City, South Dakota Area Schools has received a $3.4 million grant to address service gaps in its schools. The money comes from the U.S. Department of Education School-Based Mental Health Services Grant Program and will be distributed over the next 5 years. Interim Superintendent Corey Strasser says it offers the district a chance to invest in culturally sensitive programming. Rapid City Area Schools has the highest percentage of Indigenous students out of any other district in the state, except for those on reservations. The Washington Department of Natural Resources is putting together a new strategic plan on how to manage state lands concerning recreation and outdoor access. Steve Jackson reports the plan seeks to address issues important to tribes in the state. Services are planned Wednesday in Arizona for Navajo code talker John Kenzel Sr., the Navajo Times reports. He served in World War II in the Marines during the Battle of Iwo Jima and was among Navajo men who used their native language to develop an unbreakable code. He passed away Saturday at age 107. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.